This is a replay of the Thursday night, January 2nd, WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We've got 3 hours to spend together, and if it's on your mind, assuming it has absolutely no import whatsoever, it'll be on mine as well. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Interestingly, I was looking for three or four stories, links that James had sent, and all I'm getting is file not found. So I guess there's some things maybe the internet has decided to cull itself at the first of the year. But nonetheless, I did come across the fact that you could have an entire career playing Scrabble. Yes, there are professional Scrabble players, and they win quite a bit, actually. And there's a guy in New Zealand, in Wellington, who just won another title. Nigel Richards, he's a professional player, holds 5 English language word titles. Yeah, except last month he won the Spanish language Scrabble contest, and he doesn't speak a word of Spanish. Not a word. All right, he started memorizing the language's Scrabble word list a year ago, said a friend of his, and he can't understand why other people can't just do the same thing. He looks at a block of words together. Once they go into his brain as a picture, he just recalls them very easily, puts them in the game, wins. The second place winner was the defending champ from Argentina, who won 18 of his games. In the case of Nigel, he won 24, I think he won 23 out of 24 games. So 18 games, and Benjamin of Argentina came in second, and he said, it's impossible to react negatively. You can only be amazed. But what's really amazing is this is not the first time he's done it, all right? Well, it's the first time he's done it in Spanish, but apparently he previously did it in French. And one there as well. And normally it's thought that native speakers have a huge leg up. This guy speaks not a word of French. And his mother says he didn't do well in English in school. He never attended college. He just took a mathematical approach to it rather than a lingual one. I don't think he's ever read a book apart from the dictionary for the Scrabble contest. Never read a book. So there you have it. Now, what's interesting, what I found most interesting, it was easier to win in Spanish or in French than it was in English. For instance, UK compared to America has 40,000 words that the American version doesn't, and likewise for New Zealand and for Australia. So in some cases, rather than remember, he has to forget. And he now lives in Malaysia. No one knows why, because he refuses to speak to reporters. His friend said he gets lots of requests for journalists wanting to interview him, but he's just not interested. He doesn't understand what all the hoo-ha is about. He says anyone can do it. And of course, when you have a talent, that's usually what you think. You think, oh, well, I can do it. Anybody can do this. Well, apparently not many people can win Scrabble in multiple languages you do not speak. So there you have it. Is this a useful skill? Well, yeah, you get money for the contests. That's about it. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And that takes us to Barb in Yorkville. All right, Barb, welcome back to WGN. You got through the holidays. How are you doing?
I'm not doing well.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's going on?
My eyes are worse, and I can't write in my checkbook, and I can't read anymore.
What have you
I'm
been?
I'm going to have to call.
Have you been diagnosed with anything?
Me. Well, I already have macular degeneration of the right eye and the left eye.
Is it wet?
And I also have glaucoma.
Okay, is it
wet? It's the wet kind.
It's wet AMD? Yeah, that's very tough. Hopefully you have a regular ophthalmologist you're seeing routinely.
I was, but I was having to get these shots in my eyes.
Yes.
And he is hurting me, not intentionally, you know, but they numb your eye. They come in and put numbing there so that when eventually you get to the doctor, he'll take care of it. But now I'm feeling the needle in my eye, and it's making me sick to my stomach.
Well, then that's not a solution, but hopefully you can tell him you just don't want to continue with the shots or find another doctor because, you know, one size does not fit. Yeah, and?
I had a good one from last year, but he can't take any more patients.
Okay.
So I've got to find somebody that's going to have to come in and take care of me.
You are going to have to find somebody. Yes, don't let that go because there are many things that they are working on, but the problem is that time is not your friend on this. You need to move quickly.
I know. Yes. Well, I've had it for 10 years.
Oh, yeah. But now it's getting to a point that it's affecting your life.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I understand.
So, Happy New Year. That's
yes.
better.
Yes, well, that's right. About. And I think that by all accounts, 2025 will be better than 2024.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Although
I like that, too.
Did hear an astrologer last night. You know, I listen to my nuts when I'm trying to fall asleep, and usually I do. But this one, it was the first time everybody else so far has been saying 2025 will be great compared to 2024. And this guy said, oh, no, all the war aspects are there. This is going to be a terrible year. So I thought, oh, God. So I'll choose not to listen to him. So, yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, I think our economic problem is really hurting the poor people in this country.
It's hurting everybody. And, you know, I
yes,
always
it
say
really
that,
is.
That's for a bigger forum than me, because God knows I can't solve that. But it is very frightening, and it's top to bottom. And, you know, so I have no idea what the outcome of that will be. But that's why we try to ignore reality for 3 hours at night.
Right. Well, I also donate to macular degeneration research.
Very, very good. Have you been in any trials?
No.
Okay.
No, because I don't know where they are. I forget where the main place is.
Oh, well, there's usually stuff online and all that, but usually every ophthalmologist should have a list of all the trials that are going on.
Oh, well, I don't do computer, so that I'm out, you know. And I can't see it anyways, so it doesn't matter.
Right. No, I understand
I'm not in a bad mood over it.
Good. Well, you know, attitude is everything.
I'm trying hard not to. Yeah, that's true.
You know, it really is. Absolutely. And so I'm looking here at there are some trials. Next time you see your ophthalmologist or a new one, go ahead and ask about what trials are out there, because if you can't go online and you can't find them, usually the ophthalmologist can get you a list of what's available.
Yeah, that's true, because I donate, so I'll call that number off of the
sure
donation sheet that got mailed to me.
Sure.
And I'll ask them.
Yeah.
That might help.
You never know. And at this point, it's worth the risk of the downside, because you're not making out okay with it as it is.
Right.
Oh, man.
Right.
I'm so sorry.
I just basically, that's okay. I just discovered it last night, and I have people that are sending me they're looking for people to donate this winter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got two stacks on my table because I get all this junk mail all the time.
Oh, sure.
Oh, so I'm working on that. But I haven't been in much music for music right now. My TV and my DVD, the brand new one I got about a month ago.
Yeah.
It shut off, and it was whistling.
Oh, no.
And then, oh, yeah. So today I turned on my TV because I don't do computer. I don't do cable.
Okay.
I just have my VCR hooked up to my TV. I have a regular 26-inch TV. And now I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, man. Well.
But anyways, it feels good to at least say it today.
Yeah.
You know, I'm failing with, my oldest son doesn't even know. My twins know. I have twin sons.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And well, they're 57.
Probably something you want to share with the kids because they'll be a support system.
Well, my twins are. They call me all the time.
Good.
Because they can't, one of them can't drive and the other one lives in a nursing home because the apartment he was in was full of bugs and he had to get out of there.
Oh, geez.
So, And the oldest one, he's traveling with his wife and they just came back from Portugal.
Uh-huh.
So I don't. He's not interested. And his birthday is in 2 days, and he hasn't talked to me in a good 8 or 9 months.
That's unfortunate.
He's just too busy with his job, too busy with his wife and his four cats. They have four cats.
Well, one of these days, he's going to be very sorry about it. That won't help you any, but believe me, the time will come when he'll realize he should have stayed in better touch.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
He doesn't even call his brothers because they're twins. And what happens when you have twins, the other person that's alone loses the shine of your parents. You know, I don't know how to explain this, but when they were like a year and a half old, we had twin strollers.
Mm-hmm.
And if we went out and walked with the twins and Tim and my ex-husband, people would make all sorts of, twins, I got to see them.
Right.
But they never did that with Tim.
Sure.
So
yeah.
He's kind of an oddball. He used to play in a metal band, but that wasn't working because they had a drummer who had cut three of his fingers off.
Well, that is a problem, but, you know, somehow that sounds appropriate for the bio of a metal band. I usually expect to hear something odd like that. Indeed.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you're sounding good. Absolutely, Barb. You're sounding good, and I know it was a tough holiday season, but I'm glad you got through it.
Yes, I am too, honey, and thank you very much. I appreciate you and John because you're new people from this 2024.
All right,
and
thanks.
I appreciate new people.
All right, good
thank
deal.
You, honey. Have a
thanks.
Good night.
Okay, bye. Appreciate
thank you.
That. Bye. Yeah, speaking of bands with odd bios, we were talking about the Bop Chords last night. I'm laughing because it just seemed normal to me. And, the lead singer was murdered, but which he was, not right away. But in any event, it was Karen who said, who played tenor sax in that? And I should have known this. It was Sam the Man Taylor. Makes sense. Because the record came out on Holiday. And Holiday was a little label that Bobby Robinson's kid brother owned, Danny. And he owned Holiday and Everlast. And there were some good stuff on it. And the Bop Chords were just kids from Harlem. And so they sang, but they didn't play. I'll tell you who else was on that same session was Mickey Baker, as in Mickey and Sylvia, Mickey Guitar Baker. He wasn't playing guitar. He was playing banjo. So, yeah, that was for Castle in the Sky. So now you know, Sam the Man Taylor. Hopefully Karen heard that. All right, got a lot of your requests and whatever else is on your mind. Here to tackle it, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. Oh, wait a minute. This is my turn, and I know that. Yes, it's 10:17, so actually it's 10:22, but regardless. Time to talk about the Sea Crane Company again, and I love doing that because not many companies where I can say I stand behind anything that they make, and that's really true for the Sea Crane Company. Bob Crane should be knighted. When he discovered decades ago how bad radio reception was getting, he vowed he could do better, and he did. But not only did he, but he came up with a full line of radios, one more unique than the next, and just a ton of features, but the commonality is terrific AM and FM reception. And nothing demonstrates it better than the CC Radio 2E. You can go to ccradio.com anytime. Take a look at the CC Radio 2E. It's the radio I keep by my bedside. It's got a clock and an alarm and a timer, and it's got a digital readout, and but rotary fine tuning as well in 1 kilohertz increments anyway. So you can fine tune to a good degree on that. It's digital, though, of course. You get the presets, and you get great sound. But in addition to terrific sound quality, you get the kind of reception you only got in decades gone by, whether it's AM or FM. In fact, take the CC Radio 2E, put it next to just the average radio today, tune to a weak AM station, and the one that your other radio is struggling to get. Yep, then use the CC Radio 2E, and you will just be amazed. It's not a miracle worker. It's not going to pull in things that aren't otherwise over your head, but if the signal is there for anything to get, this is the radio that will get it. You can go to ccradio.com anytime, read all about it, ccradio.com. Or you can, if you can't go online, you can give them a call. They've got the world's best customer service at 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. You can order online. They'll answer all your questions. Or if you want, they'll just send you a hard copy of the catalog so you can see it for yourself. But if you can go online, great information about radio as well as great products, ccradio.com. You look at that CC Radio 2E, you tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
One has my name, the other has my heart. With one I'll remain, that's how my heartache starts. One has brown eyes, the other's eyes are blue. To one I am tied, to the other I am true. One has my love, the other only me. But what good is love to an old heart that can't be free? So I go my life just the same. While one has my heart, the other has my name.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. And of course, the Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, 1969 on Smash. One has my name, the other has my heart. That was Ruth from Gurney's request. She didn't actually request Jerry Lee Lewis. She wasn't very specific. Interesting, it's a standard. It's been done by everyone and their uncle, literally. Eddie Dean wrote it, and he used to be with the Frontiersmen, and in 1948, he was the first to release it, and it was not memorable, and actually it was immediately covered, and a number one record came out of it, but it wasn't Eddie, although he got the writer's royalties. But yes, when Eddie did it, it sounded like this.
One has my name, the other has my heart. With one I'll remain, that's how my heartache starts. One has brown eyes, the other's eyes are blue. To one I am tied, to the other I am
So as I mentioned, he wrote it, and he and the Frontiersmen put it out in July of 48. Then literally weeks later, Jimmy Wakely, well-known country name, put it out and went to number one nationally on the country charts.
One has my name, the other has my heart. With one I'll remain, that's when my heartache starts. One has brown eyes.
Just a smash. But as I say, everybody, Nat King Cole did it, Al Alberts did it, Hank Lachlan did it, the Wilburn Brothers, on and on it goes. Betty Johnson, Little Blue Man, Dave Dudley. Oh, George Jones and Gene Pitney did a duo on MusiCorps of it. Yeah, and then there was Barry Young. Barry had the misfortune, well, for one thing, he had the misfortune of dying very young, which is why you didn't really hear much about him. He died in 66, but in 65, he put it out. His only problem was, like it or not, he sounded precisely like Dean Martin. All right, I was going to play that for you, but I realize it's time for the news, so we'll do that on WGN Radio.
Please release me, let me go. For I don't love you anymore. To waste our lives would be a sin. Me love again. I have found a new love, dear, and I will always want her.
I'm Raleigh James. That was Cindy from Chicago's request. Engelbert Humperdinck made it a hit in about 1967, certainly on Parrot. He wasn't the first. That's another one of those pop standards, started out as a country tune in 1950. In fact, the guy who wrote it recorded it, and that was Eddie Miller and his Oklahomans, and nobody heard it. But within a few years, Ray Price had it out, and Ray Price had a really big country hit with it in 1954. Get the idea. At the same time, Kitty Wells brought out a version of it, which was also a hit just because she was Kitty Wells. That happens. But what was most interesting to me is a few years later, all right, like eight, in 1962, hard to believe but true, Little Esther Phillips had a hit with it on R&B charts. Over 320 known recordings of this song. I'm hard pressed to say which is worse, but occasionally in the early 60s, and you saw it a lot on Motown, Berry Gordy made these groups do all sorts of pop standards, whether they wanted to or not. Well, not to be outdone, the folks at Cameo Parkway, who had a history of big band musicianship behind them and all that, decided that all their acts should as well. So inexplicably, in 1962, the Orlons put it out. I am not making that up. I wish I was. Needless to say, they were a little closer to little Esther Phillips than they were Ray Price, but there you have it. We'll spare you all 320 versions. But when I say everybody's done this, I mean everybody. Remember Bob Braun from the 50-50 Club, later had his own television show on WLW? Sure, 1967. Lenny Welch, 1967. Gene Shepard. You go on. And Count Basie and the Mills Brothers, Webb Pierce. Everybody has done this song. And yeah, some people actually like it. No, all right, that was mean. But nonetheless, that's the deal with Release Me. And Cindy was the one who caused us to play it. So welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you, I don't know if you heard this so yet, but I was watching WGN. I swear to God, Kansas City is going to get like almost 16 inches of snow, they're forecasting.
Ah. All right.
Between, I think, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
All right.
But then anyhow, I have another request. I don't know if you would play it.
Okay.
Sunny Afternoon by the Kinks.
Maybe. All right. That's all I can say is maybe.
No, but the thing about it is I found out more about the Beatles' personal lives, and I just don't like them anymore at all.
Well, very good. Whatever. I normally don't care what they do. I care how their records sound. And as far as that goes, yes, I like the early Beatles stuff from 62, 63, before they actually were, you know, a big hit. And then, of course, much after 64,
right.
Forget about it. But anyway, yeah, I don't worry about their personal lives. If I was going to do that, my God, I wouldn't be listening to half the records I love.
I know, but I thought they just really are. But then they were more strung out on drugs. The Rolling Stones really weren't that much.
All I care about is what's on the vinyl.
Okay, but then the other thing is there's a broccoli recall from
Walmart. Yes, there is a broccoli recall in several states.
It wasn't the frozen. I didn't order the frozen broccoli. I don't know why. You know, when I ordered my food, they sent me frozen two packages of. So I thought, I'm like, why is it, but it was fresh broccoli. It wasn't the frozen.
Yeah, it's the bagged kind that you get in the grocer's section in the it's Braga Frisch made it, but I think it's sold under Market Side broccoli florets. And so what was interesting is we heard one report on it while we were driving earlier about listeria, but the way that it was not a WGN report, it was something else. And the way the guy said it, he was talking about, and in 28 states, listeria can be a problem. And John and I looked at each other and said, no, in all 50 states, listeria can be a problem. Maybe there's only 28 states involved in the recall. I don't know. But nonetheless.
Oh, no. There's something else. There's this idiotic scam product out now that they're advertising. I don't know where I heard this. Where it's like a drink you could drink to keep you from getting food poisoning from all the recall.
No. If you believe that, I'm sure there's a bridge someone wants to sell you right now.
Yeah, that's some kind of scam product. I mean, I'm like.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the other thing is the recall was just on the news today, and the recall is for bags that were dated December 10th. So I would assume, since this is supposedly fresh produce, that that's eaten and gone by now. And so I haven't heard of any illnesses on that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye. Anyway,
yeah, so best used by December 10th, the 12-ounce bag of market-side broccoli florets, don't you know? And from what I know, the recall is just for consumers who bought it fresh and then maybe froze it for later use. And what they're saying is discard it immediately. Nothing's been reported as anyone actually developing listeria from it. But there were over 740 food recalls in 2024 alone. And that's double the year before and triple the year before that. I don't know if it's more more problems with the food or just more reporting of the potential problems that are there. But yeah, for those of you who think no good can come of it, if you eat broccoli, well, maybe this is right. But in the meantime, check your freezer if you freeze fresh produce. All right. They say do not consume. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. And that will take us to Jim in Richmond. Hello, Jim. How are you tonight?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
First off, I want to say I was so excited last night when I heard you were eating solid food.
Yes, yes. Well, brown rice anyway, certain solid foods. Yes, yes.
And I was so happy because you've been going through heck with all the other stuff.
Well, we'll see how this works out.
And then the last... Barb, did you say she was in Buffalo Grove?
This is terrible. I don't think so. No, I don't remember where she was. John may remember where she was, but no.
Right, but that's okay. I'm calling to see if she would want to go see my doctor in Libertyville and get a second opinion.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a real good idea.
Do you want me to give out the information now?
I want you to give it to John so that it's not on the air because, you know, I don't want anybody to have that information. And then if Barb will call us back, we'll give it to her. But, yeah, I certainly know you have some problems, but you also have had some pretty good doctors in the mix. So that would be good to get another opinion. And, again, as you so well know, time is of the essence on this. You cannot wait.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's just vital you don't wait.
Right, and I don't go until January 15th.
Okay.
And, you know, it's not going so well right now.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say that I was happy for you. And, you know, it was a lonely holidays here.
But at least it's over. And now we have the whole new year to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to tell you one of the most ridiculous things that I heard.
Okay.
Do you remember Jolt Cola?
Oh, of course I remember Jolt Cola. I'm surprised it didn't kill people, but yes, absolutely I remember Jolt Cola.
Jolt Cola is coming back.
Why?
They announced it with double the sugar and triple the caffeine, and it's going to be released in this month.
So I would advise everybody to get their health insurance up to date if they're planning to try this. Twice the original caffeine content, it says in this particular ad.
On the news, they said three times.
It probably is, you know. But, you know, every now and then I run across a story where literally somebody dies from this kind of stuff. And while most people don't, this is still not something to fool around with. And for God's sakes, you know, if you're thinking about trying this, maybe get a medical checkup first.
Right. But it's like, wasn't there like Chipotle or somebody had that drink that had so much caffeine and three people died from it or something?
I
don't know if it was Chipotle.
I don't know if it was either, but it was one of the fast food places, yes. And the problem was that it wasn't properly disclosed. And I'm sure the lawsuits will linger on that. But even so, you know, the old "it's not nice to fool Mother Nature." I was just looking at a story about a honeymooning couple from Eastern Europe who were honeymooning in Miami a couple of years ago, and they thought they were murdered. Well, when the tox screens were ultimately done 2 years later, it's announced, no, it was recreational drugs. You know, it's amazing to me what people are willing to put in their bodies. Don't do that. You know what I mean? That's all I can say. Yeah.
And my biggest fear is it's going to turn into a TikTok challenge, like how many can you drink? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, and that is a big problem. And there's been a number of TikTok challenges that just will cause your mm-hmm. hair to stand on end. I don't know. But originally, it was marketed as an alternative to Coke and Pepsi. But this time around, it's all about energy. So I guess their competitors are Red Bull, Monster, and Celsius. Mm-hmm. But some are saying it's marketed as a nostalgic drink. Yeah, I don't know. Better someone else than me. But again, and it's in 16-ounce cans.
Right. And they took it off the market in the 80s because they realized it was so bad.
Well, see, it's back. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, and hopefully they have good liability insurance.
Right. And I thank you for playing that song for the ex-president.
Oh, yes, Ramblin' Man, you betcha. And mm-hmm. the one I played after it by the Allman Brothers. Did you hear that one, too? Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yes, I like that one, too.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you go out on the limb, because you played a couple of songs last night that sounded like... like what is it? They used to call it bebop or whatever. Can you play a song by Shanana with Jaco in it? That's the guy that used to come before they quit. Wasn't his name Jaco?
Oh, look. I was never a big fan of the groups like that, but they certainly got a lot of stuff, and I'll try to find something.
And then what was the last thing I was going to say, no, I forgot now. My short-term memory isn't going very well lately.
Oh, I know the feeling.
So I thank you very much, and I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Well, you too. Now, hang on, and I'll let you give John the info, and then hopefully Barbara will call back. Don't go away. All right, so good deal. But yeah, if Barbara listens to anything I say, the big thing is time is of the essence. You cannot wait. You know, there are certain eye conditions that, man, you wait and forget about it. It's not good at all. So, I just hung up on Jim. Great. Just great. All right, Jim, call back. I'll try not to hang up on you this time. And yeah, I tell you what. 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. So, yes, Jim will call back. And hopefully so will you, because we have two more hours to talk. We've got Rita in Harwood Heights next right here on WGN Radio.
Outside.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Eduardo wanted to hear the glamour profession. Carol chimed in, said it's one of her favorites, too. So, indeed, that's 1980 on MCA. It was from the album Gaucho. So, glamour profession, Steely Dan. 888-876-5593. Rita in Harwood Heights. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I'm glad you're there, and I hope you're doing well.
Well, thanks. You too.
I've been kind of sick.
Oh,
and,
no.
You had told me to call back on Wednesday, but last night I was coughing and so hard I was vomiting, so I couldn't call. I hate that. I've had that virus. You start out like almost like whooping cough.
Yes.
And you can't stop, and nothing helps. You have to just write it out. But I had no Thanksgiving, no Christmas, no New Year's, and I'm still sick. But I had talked with you before about my autoimmune diseases, because I had this bladder infection that I've had for probably 7 years.
Uh-huh.
And all the drugs that they try to put me on, I can't take them. And I get such bad reactions to all kinds of drugs.
Right. And when they do that, very often they're treating the symptoms. The infections may be coming from underlying things, especially if you have an autoimmune history. So you need somebody who can work with you that way, who's not just trying to throw antibiotics at it, because there's so many possible things that are connected as well, including pelvic floor disorders. You know, I mean, it's sometimes out-of-the-box thinking that makes a real difference. Finding somebody who thinks out of the box is usually, on something like that, your best bet. Because, unfortunately, most specialists, they tend to be very allopathic. Buy the book, this is what you take, and that's it. And so it takes a lot of research to think outside the box and try other things.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm allergic to so many of the simple things. Like when I was growing up, I lived in the Quad Cities, and I was living in like a valley area and a lot of cottonwood trees.
Uh-huh.
And when the cotton would come, oh my goodness, my asthma was so bad. And
Well, actually, as bad as that sounds, that's somewhat good news, because it meant you had a reaction. It meant you were developing, immune reactions to things like that. And it was miserable the way you felt. But I would worry more if you never reacted.
Well, I wonder, when you were here in Chicago, I don't know if you knew Dr. Theron Randolph.
Absolutely, I know who that is. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay right where you are, and we'll pick it up right here on WGN Radio.
Okay.
Bongo, bongo, I don't want to leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bungle, I'm so happy in the jungle. And I'll tell you so you will know. Each morning a missionary advertised with neon signs. He tells the native population that civilization is fine. That civilization is the thing for me to see. Oh, bongo, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, I'm so happy in the jungle I refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords. I'll make it clear that no matter how they coax me, I'll stay right here. Now I look through a magazine the missionary's wife concealed. I see the people who are civilized bang you with automobile.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Louis Prima, of course, Civilization, 1947 on RCA. Yeah, shellac. Jack in St. Charles wanted to hear it, and now he has. Okay, so we're talking to Rita in Harwood Heights, who just brought up Theron Randolph, who was so ahead of his time. You know, I almost think of him as medicine's Tesla. The things that he was saying that other people just literally panned him so badly have almost all turned out to be true.
Yeah, I worked for him.
Really?
Yes, I was, you know, he was there at Henrotin Hospital, which was across kitty corner from Bughouse Square.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, I worked for him when I was in graduate school at Loyola.
Oh, wow.
I needed a part-time job. So, but the thing is, when you go into his unit, you had to take off all of your street clothes and change into cotton.
Right. Because right, because
everything was cotton.
Right, because of the multiple chemical sensitivities. You know, that's well known now, but when he was first talking about it, like you couldn't use perfume or anything like that. I mean, there were all sorts of things
right.
that you had to
right.
do because he was aware of this. And at the time, people thought, well, that's just insane. And now, of course, we know that that exists.
Right, right. Yeah, I learned a lot from him.
Oh, wow.
And his own wife, they went to visit one time to a house, invited them to dinner, and when they walked in, the lady had been cooking on the stove, and he wasn't aware that his wife was sensitive to gas.
Uh-oh.
And she passed out.
Oh, jeez.
So he quickly drug her out to the outside, and she came too. But, yeah, people can be allergic to so many things that they're not aware of, and some of the things they really crave are the things they're allergic to.
Oh, absolutely. And then the word allergy, though, is very plastic because it can be an insensitivity as well. It isn't always a traditional allergic response, but you'll be just as sick.
Right.
So, yeah,
I've been
he was
sick for
terrific.
So long right now. Yeah. I mean, I've got another doctor appointment for the 8th, and this is a new doctor. I've been to so many already, and they all want to give me the wrong, you know. There was one doctor that was at Lutheran General,
mm-hmm.
and he had a big setup in his office for doing cystos, and he did do a cysto on me, and I was able to watch it on the screen.
Right.
And I had a little sore in there. And then he was treating it with a weekly, and they had to drain the bladder, and then they had to put in lidocaine and two other drugs, and couldn't you know, use the bathroom for 3 hours, and that seemed to help a little bit. But then it came back later, so...
Well, that's the thing. Something is causing it, and so it seems like they're all looking at the symptoms, but not the cause. Hopefully,
right.
It's too bad that you didn't have any of Theron's colleagues or anything, or people who were trained by him or following in his footsteps, because he would just be a jewel in this kind of thing.
Well, I did go to an allergist up here at one of the hospitals, and somebody who knew him, a doctor who knew him... was my therapist there, and I was getting the skin tests and everything to see what I was allergic to, which one of them is mold, and I live in a house that has flooded in the past, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, but that doctor, after a while, I wasn't seeing him anymore, and I asked about it. Well, he had candida, apparently, and it went to the brain.
Oh, geez.
And he committed suicide.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
well,
indeed, it can do awful things.
Well, that's why I knew about Theron Randolph, actually, in the 70s. I almost went to see him way back then because I had chronic candida from the time I was about 14 to 40, and it absolutely will invade your body. And fortunately, I don't think it ever, you know, cross the blood-brain barrier, thank God. But most people just dismiss it as it's in your head. And that's what
right.
I liked about him. He was well aware. But, oh, man, I hate to hear it. And candida can be very, very difficult to treat, obviously. And, you know, most people think of it as thrush or a vaginal infection or something like that. But, no, it can be very systemic. And it also can live in your gut. You know, what's in your small intestines, you know, sometimes plays a big role in everything you're talking about.
Right, I have a lot of GI problems, too.
Right, well,
they found,
they go
you know,
hand
they found
in
a
hand.
Tumor that was, when I went into the, during the pandemic, I went in to the hospital and they did a CT scan on my abdomen. I was having so much trouble breathing and all. And they found what they called a floating hernia.
Okay.
And from the bowel, but they said they couldn't operate on it because I wouldn't survive.
Right, and it's good when they actually recognize this. And like we were talking last night with a caller about when doctors have enough wisdom to say, no, we're not going to do that surgery. You know, there are times it's just not advisable. But I hope that the person you're going to see now is someone who'll think a little out of the box for you and try to get to the root of what's doing this.
I hope so, because I'm so tired of going to doctors
and
getting the same old runaround.
Yes.
You know, I had an infection control doctor that wanted me to be admitted, and they were going to give me all these drugs I was allergic to, IV.
No.
And, of course, the doctor wouldn't be there on the weekend.
Right.
So, yeah.
No.
I said no.
Right, and again, that's treating symptoms. You need somebody who can get down to causes.
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, I'm so sorry you're going through this, and I hope your new guy is an out-of-the-box thinker who's looking to look beyond the obvious.
And I'm going to ask him to be very upfront with me because I'm tired of all this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, every 2 hours, I don't get any sleep. I have not had a whole night's sleep for a long time because it's every 2 hours coming into the bathroom, you know.
Right, right, absolutely. And sometimes it's just the urge. There's not much production and all that, of course. But
with me, there's a lot of production.
Well, that's a good sign. That's a good sign, because usually people who have what you're talking about very often will have the tremendous urge, and there'll be very little voiding. So if you know, we know your kidneys are functioning, so that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
but, I wanted to make a few requests.
Okay. What you got?
Well, there's a song called "I Think I Love You."
Okay. I know "Sit Down." Yeah. "I Think I Love You."
And then there's one, "I'll Be Seeing You in All My Dreams," or something
okay,
like that.
Yeah, that's a pop standard. Okay.
And then that fellow from, you know, the dinosaur guy in Ohio, he had one time requested Strangers on the Seashore.
Oh, Strangers on the Shore, Mr. Ackerbilt.
On the Shore. Yeah, and I guess I missed that. And I you know, I can turn my little radio a certain way, and I can get Toronto at night, and I think that was played on Toronto, but
probably,
you know, they don't announce it. They don't announce the
right.
Song,
yes, that 740 Boomer radio. I think it's pretty automated, but yeah, they have some interesting things. But I'll be happy to play Mr. Ackerbilt for you, "Stranger on the Shore."
Okay, good. And then "I Think I Love You," and I'll be seeing it. Let's see, and then there was another one. Well, you know, I always liked that Isaac Hayes song, "Hot Buttered Popcorn." Icy Keys is the only person I liked.
All right. Yeah.
When I was working off my student loans, I had to work in a psych unit, and my patients just loved that. And my patients just liked to jump and bebop to that.
Yeah.
And that was Icy Keys.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. "Hot Buttered Souls" from 1969. Was the album actually that Isaac Hayes did? But yeah, it's funny. I had a very good friend, a record collector friend. Unfortunately, he's no longer alive. But he was a psychiatrist, and one of the things he wound up doing was mostly like drug trials and things like that. But before he got in that, he was treating patients, and I'll never forget. He had a patient hospitalized, of course, who it was a woman, and it was a white woman, and she was convinced she was James Brown. And I remember saying, "Well, can she sing?" And he didn't find this too humorous. But he said, you know, we were talking about some of the people that they treat. Obviously, he didn't tell me who she was or anything, privacy and all that. But to this day, I've wondered, now, how do you develop that predilection? You know, what makes you in your mind ask, "I'm James Brown"? All right. So a little too much living through chemistry. Better living through chemistry. No, thank you. All right. I will get some of your stuff on. Including
okay,
"Strangers
thank you.
On the Shore." All right, thanks for calling, Rita. I appreciate it.
Okay, yeah,
all
thank
right.
you. Bye-bye.
So, yes, I'm very worried she may think "I Think I Love You" by the Partridge Family. I hope not. I'd rather hear "Sit Down, I Think I Love You" by the Mojo Men. Yes, indeed. 888-876-5593, but nothing beats "Stranger from the Shore," and we'll hear that next on WGN Radio. Alternative Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Mr. Acker Bilk, Bernard Stanley Bilk to you. He was an English jazz clarinetist, and Atco picked up that record in 1962, and he was in a lot of groups and jazz bands and things like that, but as far as U.S. hits, that single was absolutely it. There is an album that they put out as well, which was interesting, but mostly it's that single, Stranger on the Shore, and just a fine song. All right, so 888-876-5593, 888-88-Raleigh. JT and Aurora, welcome back to WGN Radio.
How are you, Raleigh?
Can't complain. How about yourself, JT?
I'm doing okay. You know, there's a song that I haven't heard in a long time. It always brings a smile to my face. It's called If You Want to Be Happy.
Oh, for the rest of your life. Yes, yes, absolutely. Jimmy Soul, of course. Yes, SPQR Records out of Norfolk. Yes.
Great song.
Yeah, that was Frank Wieda's label. Yeah, absolutely. I'll be happy to play that. Yeah, Get an Ugly Woman for Your
Thank
Wife.
You.
An ugly woman cook your meals on time. She'll always give you peace of mind. Sure. we can do that.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah, they put out a whole album on them. It was really pitiful. One of the cuts that I remember not so fondly was My Baby Loves to Bowl. So, believe me, If You Want to Be Happy was a medley of his hit, but he had tried to give that record, actually, to Gary U.S. Bonds, who said, no, I'm not going to take it. And so,
there's another group I like, too.
Well, same Frank Wieda stuff out of Norfolk, yeah, Twista Matilda and all the other stuff, but yeah.
Twisted, you know that?
Yeah, absolutely, and that was all a one man band, Frank Wieda and in Norfolk, SPQR and Le Grand were the labels.
Very good.
I'll be happy to play If You Want to Be Happy.
Yep, I'll be listening.
All right, thanks, appreciate it.
Thank you much.
So you betcha. Yeah, and so very in effect on Twisted Matilda says Twisted Matilda and the Channel. And a friend of mine said, this is decades ago, another record collector friend of mine said, what's the channel? I said, I don't know, call Frank Wieda. And he did. And a guy answered the phone and told him, no, it was a Caribbean piece of music that they were using in it, and they had to credit it. And so if you're wondering about Twisted Matilda and the channel, that was the deal. So 888-876-5593, Robert in Stickney, what's up?
Raleigh. Actually, I'm not... I'm really not feeling too well tonight, but I'm not one to complain. But I called in for a kind of an obscure request. But it just started in mid-October. I was in the hospital and out of the hospital three times in the last half of October, and then I went to a rehab. Spent virtually the whole month of November in rehab, so I'm back home. And I have the nurses and therapists and all coming over to the apartment. So
good.
But it's actually my feet were swelling, and it had to do with my diet. You know, because I know when the nurse first came over, she says, can I see your look in your freezer?
Uh-huh.
And I had all this. I think you know what's coming. I had all this frozen food.
Uh-huh.
She took one of them out, looked at it, and looked up at me with a very serious look. She said, this is poison, she said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know.
Absolutely. I'm sure she told you that if you can't pronounce the words in the ingredient list, don't eat the product.
Something like that.
Yes,
yeah, right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, you know.
Yeah, but you know,
we take it for granted how important, you know, we just don't realize how important food is, and we figure, oh well, we're eating, so it's fine. But hopefully, she got you on the right track.
I've got a caregiver coming because I still can't leave the apartment with someone. Well, like walking behind me, it's hard for me to take steps and all. But it's getting better, but very slowly, you know.
Oh yeah.
But you know what I was thinking about? This may sound selfish, but you know, food is one of the last sensual pleasures I have. I'm 77 years old.
Look,
I hate to give it up.
I know. Just how you feel. You know, this is one of my complaints about having to be in a corporeal state. You know, as we walk around on Earth in these meat suits we call bodies. If I have to be enclosed in a body, then by golly, the way it should have worked is what I love to eat should have been good for me. I mean, this was a mistake. Yeah. And when I get to the other side, I want to have a word with someone about this, because yes, we should.
Exactly.
You know, if we're stuck being in a body, which is a curse and a limitation in so many ways, and there's so much pain and there's so many other things, well, gosh darn it, we should at least be able to enjoy whatever we want, and it should be great for us.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, and you know what? I'm trying to get back on a water pill, you know, that I took for years, and because they were talking about it could even get to be like a blood clots and all too, if it keeps on swelling,
you don't want that. But as far as what were you on before, like hydrochlorothiazide or something? That's usually a first sign. As long as you're not developing, some kidney stones, kidney sludge, hydrochlorothiazide, as far as all of those, pretty good. But if you're worried about clots, that's when you have to start to think about thinners. But you got to be really careful with that.
Yeah, you know, my mom passed away at age 59 from a pulmonary embolism. So, you know. Yeah, but she was a heavy smoker, and I don't smoke. That's in my favor.
Well,
but,
if you're willing to change your diet, and I don't mean entirely, because the reality is when they tell people, you know, you're never going to have that pizza again or that Coke, it's not going to work. We're humans. We're not going to do that. But if you can kind of make a deal with yourself that a percentage of the time you're going to eat really healthy and you'll drink a lot of water.
Oh, that's what they told me. Yeah, like a half a gallon of water a day.
Well, they want you to drink half of your weight in ounces.
Oh, wow.
So if you weigh, 100 pounds, they want you to have 50 ounces of water.
That's not every day, though.
Yes, that is.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that is. Yeah. And just keep that. Wow. And you're not supposed to chug it. You kind of sip on it all day long.
I hate to
say this, but it actually makes a difference. You know, I don't want it to, because who the hell wants to drink the stuff? But it works.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, when I first called John, I had an obscure oldies request. Yeah.
John says, I have to say goodbye for the news. Hang on. I want to get your tell me what your request is real quick.
Yeah, it's This Should Go On Forever by Rod Bernard.
Okay, I'll play it right after the news.
Okay, Rod.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
And now about that news on WGN Radio.
This should go on forever. It should never, ever end. If it's wrong to be love you, I'll forever live in sin. This should go on forever. Let me stay in your arms, just to gaze into your eyes, dear, to capture all your time. If it's meant to really love you, then a sinner I will be. If it's wrong to hold and kiss you, oh, my soul will never be free. Should go on forever. It should never, ever end. If it's wrong to really love you.
Radio. I'm Robbie James. Well, that's Swamp Pop if there ever was. Rod Bernard, you betcha. This Should Go On Forever, 1958 on Gin. And a little label, and named after the guy's wife, which was Gin something or other. So obviously, if that was the difference, I'm trying to think, Jennifer, I think it was. Yeah, J-I-N-V-E-R, Jennifer. So that was Floyd Solio had that label. But I know. There might be a quiz later, or not. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. Hello, Eduardo in Tampa. What's up?
Hey, Riley. Well, thank you for playing that song. I managed to catch the, and I'm glad to hear that somebody else is a fan of that song.
Yeah, Carol loves it.
Yeah. Actually, I always got used to, like, the other ones, like, Hey 19, Black yeah. Cow, and all that, but mm-hmm. I don't think I ever heard that song when I heard Steely Dan.
Well, like I said, it was off that 1980 album, so a lot of their stuff was a couple years earlier. You know, that Asia album was real, real big with Deacon Blues and all that stuff, so yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, Gaucho, not quite as big, but yeah, that's the deal. Happy to play it.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, Daily Mail had a thing on Super Flare. I guess the last one was like 775 AB. Obviously, something like that would come this way. It would, like, knock out radio communications, and it would be a bad thing.
Well, yeah, we really don't know what will happen, because all of the major flares that have done damage before were long before we were enmeshed in the electronics that we are now. And of course, we're seeing some storms right now. There was a G4, which is a severe alert for yesterday, and all of that. But you know, the famous one was in the 1840s. Because telegraph wires had been placed, and they just a lot of them just blew up.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because I remember that. Because I watched that TV show with the Pony Express, and they said, "Yeah, when the telegraph gets here, you're going to be out of a job."
Yeah, Carrington was the guy. The Carrington effect. It was just before the Civil War here, and mm-hmm. yeah, because there was telegraph was still relatively new, not terribly perfected, but it just absolutely wreaked havoc on the telegraph networks, and so we haven't really had anything like that. They call the Carrington event the greatest storm, but again, I say that's because there was electronics involved. You know, I think things that came before it, we wouldn't have known their effects in the same way, because there wasn't anything to affect of that magnitude.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of sunspots, and there's a lot of stuff happening right now and a lot of predictions, but I have no idea.
Yeah, I think they said we're having like a lunar eclipse coming up.
Well, that shouldn't necessarily affect anything.
No, of course not. Yeah,
but you know, one of the things that happened yesterday in some areas, we were able to see the northern lights, and even in some areas of Illinois, didn't hit as far as Florida, but you did see certainly all of Canada, areas that normally don't get them. Saw some real beauties. Big alert yesterday and all of that kind of stuff. So, it'll be interesting. And, we're having storms, but we haven't yet had anything that has really created the kind of problems that would be, similar to what happened in 1859 or whenever it was.
Okay. Well, let's hope not. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, of course, but I mean, eventually you're going to get something. It's just a matter of time, you know, just like eventually the poles will shift again, you know, I mean, and on, the earth has been around for millions and millions of years. So the idea that, that somehow we're going to be able to create stability. No, the earth will do what the earth does.
Do you feel the earthquake shakes sometimes, from LA? From California?
No, not here.
You're in Arizona?
Not here. I really haven't.
Okay.
Some people claim they have. I haven't. And I've been through a lot of them in Southern California. That's for sure. But never anything, you know, the magnitude of, say, a San Francisco or whatever. So,
right.
You know, they're pretty mild. Get you talking for a couple of days, but you know, my favorite was there was one storm, one quake. It was in the morning, and the KTLA Channel 5 news person got under the desk on camera, And so, you know, thank God there was actual recording of that. So I saw that. I thought, you know, this is not the thing to do. But
tell about the restaurant when we were in. We saw the windows.
Oh, yeah. Right. We were, John and I were in the Bay Area and in Contra Costa County. We're sitting in Contra Costa County at a California Pizza Kitchen or one of those. And it was attached to a mall, and it was floor-to-ceiling glass, and we got some tremors, and the glass really bowed. You could see it bow in, bow out, you know, and you say to yourself, well, will it? You know, and usually that stuff is going to be treated just like the buildings that are built in Southern California are built on a form of rollers, so they can actually roll with the earth, so that they don't you know, just crack and give that way. So there's a number of things that they do, but you know, bring the big one, it's not going to matter what they do. But of course, you know, when we talk about faults, everybody thinks about San Andreas, but look at the fault that's running, New Madrid fault in the middle of America, you know. So, you know, who knows? But all I know for sure is that, you know, the earth will continue to do what the earth does. And that's why it's not a topic for this show. But when people think that, you know, that they're going to be man-made effects compared to what really has happened over the millennia, I don't think so. So we'll see. You know, will we be here?
Was brought up.
Absolutely.
Story on that too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, in our lifetimes and the lifetimes of our parents and grandparents, we haven't had anything really cataclysmic. But will we again at some point? Undoubtedly. You know, now when? Well, I guess all the soothsayers like to predict that it's coming up next Tuesday. But the reality is we don't know.
Yeah, because that Iceland volcano grounded flights over Europe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And volcanic eruptions can play real havoc with weather for quite a period of time. So no doubt about it. But we're in solar cycle, 25 right now, I think. And that's from like 2019 to 2030. And so the peaks are expected last year and this year. And so it's a strong cycle. And others are saying, well, it's a fairly weak cycle. Well, you know, I guess we'll be determined. The maximum is supposed to be July of 2025 when they're expecting 115 sunspots. So we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Yeah, let's keep our fingers crossed. We don't have any of that. We don't want that.
Well,
we don't want to read about it, but not.
Yeah, I guess, but I think it'd be really interesting. But but we'll see.
The Northern Lights, that's a very beautiful sight.
Yeah, so. That is. Unfortunately, all I ever see is green. I almost never get to see the real good colors. Even when I'm in Alaska, they're green. You know, and of course they come in all colors, but green is the most common.
Yeah, if you're over there, then it's what, Scandinavia, Norway, Finland, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a good time for DXing right now. I got a note from somebody in Finland who was picking up my little 1,000-watt AM, and WGN got a note from DXer somewhere like in Norway or what have you. So it's nice. This is the time.
I like it when they call in. Yeah, because. Was it, I think, Japan?
Oh, Naoto calls, but he's not listening over the air. Yeah. All right.
I like those foreign calls, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Raleigh.
Good to talk to you.
I'll
thanks.
I'll get on to the next call.
Okay, thanks.
Have
appreciate it.
Have a good weekend. Thank
all
you very
right.
much.
Good deal. We're going to get to Linda in Richardson Park, and we got James on the south side and all his stories, and we got another hour after this, about an hour and 10 minutes to go. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. And yes, I will play Jimmy Soul if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, coming up on WGN Radio.
Hey!
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And yeah, there he is, Frank Guidas. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, and Jimmy Soul, when other artists on LeGrand weren't, Gary U.S. Bonds in particular, weren't interested in doing that. So Jimmy said, I'll do it. It was interesting because Frank Guida co-wrote that, and he co-wrote it with Joe Royster. And this is the strangest thing. Joe Royster, he disappeared. It was in 1973, early, like a February or so, and he was leaving Jacksonville, going to Las Vegas. No one ever heard another word. They finally declared him dead in 2002. I have no idea what happened to Joe Royster, but Frank Guida, yes, of course, he's no longer with us now, but was for quite some time, and had SPQR and LeGrand, and that was pressed at Terre Haute, unfortunately, on styrene. All right, so now, with that in mind, we go to Linda in Richland Park. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Happy New Year. I'm just fine, thank you.
Good.
I was just listening to you talk with a gentleman about all that water he got to drink. I'm going like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And it goes by the weight. I couldn't understand it. And what I was wondering is that to drink all that water is to flush out your system? Is that the purpose of it?
It's not only to flush out your system. That's theoretically what you're supposed to be drinking daily to not be dehydrated and have your system working optimally. So you take your weight and you divide it in half, and then that's the number of ounces you should be drinking of water a day.
Okay, so if I weigh 150 pounds...
Okay. So
how many ounces I got?
So you're about 75.
Oh, all right. Well,
that's a lot of water, but it's not. You know, hey, if you got more than 100, you're probably doing fine. But I mean, optimally, they want you to drink half of your body weight in ounces. Obviously, not in pounds. You don't have to drink 150 pounds of water.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Right. But I'm saying it's not to just to flush your system.
No.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah. It's to be optimal and not be dehydrated. Most of us are borderline dehydrated.
Oh. Okay. Oh. All right. So I thought it was a purpose might have been to detox or something.
No. That would. That's much more onerous than that. This is just day-to-day living.
Oh, okay. And then my next question to you is, my brother and I, we argue for 30 minutes or more because he thinks this song from a long time ago, they used to say, cookie, cookie, lend me your comb.
Oh, yeah, cookie.
But my brother.
It's cookie, cookie, yeah. K-O-O-K-I-E. It's cookie,
all right,
cookie.
Well,
and it's from from the TV show 77 Sunset Strip, Ed Cookie Burns and Connie Stevens.
Okay, because my brother, well, he was right, because I told him it was cookie.
No, it's
says,
cookie.
Not cookie.
Yeah.
It's cookie.
Yeah, K-O-O-K-I-E.
I know who would answer that.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to call Riley and find out exactly, because out of all these years, I've been saying cookie, cookie with me.
No, it's cookie, cookie. And, that was Ed Cookie Burns and Connie Stevens on Warner Brothers. And it's,
yeah, he knows.
Yeah,
he knows all that movie star stuff. And did you know the Whispers had a birthday, the twins?
Well, that was in September.
It was in September?
Yeah, you're talking about the Scott twins, right? Scotty and Wallace.
The twins.
I think they were born September 23rd, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm doing that off the top of my head. But I think they're born in 1943 in Watts. And they're still singing with the Whispers. Now, unfortunately, Nick Caldwell and Gordy Harmon and Marcus Hudson are no longer with us, sadly. Leval Degree joined them in 73, and he's still singing with the Scott twins.
Yeah, my brother was telling me about the Whispers had a birthday, but he was acting like they had one recently. That's why I got to ask Riley James about that.
No,
we go around.
Let me see if I can look this up. But I don't know why I thought their birthday was September 23rd, but I could be really wrong. Let's see. And of course, how do I look this up? Whispers, Scott Twins' birthday. Let's see if anything will come up. But I thought it was. Now let's see. September 23rd, 1943. Hey, how about that? All right.
Okay,
so,
he was wrong on that one. So,
well, let's see when,
you know.
Leval Degree, though, when is his birthday? on July 31st. No. No whispers right now. And of course, I love their stuff on Dory, their first label. That they never get much credit for that, but the Dory stuff was the absolute best. And then Soul Clock was pretty good. And there were a couple things on Janice that were nice that I liked. And then after that, Solar maybe, but for the most part, the big hits, I was gone by then.
And then I wanted to ask for you to play a few tunes I like. Still a Timer, One Day in My Lifetime.
Okay.
I Love You.
Okay.
And I love that song. And I was just thinking, this lady called in, she said there was some people when she was working in at a mental institution, they liked Isaac Hayes. Yeah. But when I was doing my internship, at that time, I was working at a mental institution here in Illinois. I think it was in Tinley Park.
Uh-huh.
And they would lock us out with the patients, and they'd walk around all day because they would make them walk, you know, and they'd lock them out. And they would play the song by, the song says, Zoom, 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 Zoom. I can't think of the name of it. What's that guy's name? He said, one day Lionel Richie made it, yeah.
Lionel Richie made it, it was probably when he was with the Commodores. The record was Zoom. It was on that Commodores album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Zoom was a wonderful record.
When that song came on, all those stations, they'd be walking around singing that tune. I was like, oh, my God, what's going on here? We were locked in with those people. And I said, well, you know.
Oh, no, I'll definitely play Zoom for you. That was the best thing on the album. I know most people liked Easy, but I thought Zoom was the cut.
Right. Well, that's what those patients, they
don't. Oh, God. I got that in common.
They wouldn't let them out. Every week they'd ask them questions. What if we let you go home today, how would you get there, and where is your home? They would ask them. But all the patients that we had, they would come in on a Saturday or Sunday morning, they was all drugged out. No, they were all blowed in their mind from drugs, and they didn't know how they got there. They said, do you know where you are? And they didn't know what it was at. They didn't know how they got there. They don't know what all went on.
Yeah, they're on the planet. You betcha. You have ended the hour. The news is coming up, and I'll talk to you soon, and I'll play you Zoom next.
Tell Johnny D to call.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so good to hear from Linda. Let's hear about the news on WGN Radio.
Just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care, 'cause I know my happiness is waiting out there somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh, and I
the stars at night.
I'd like to know. I'm Raleigh James, and yes, the Commodores, 1977, on the Commodores album, and that was Zoom. Just loved that song. Yeah, when I was in Indianapolis to make extra money, the way I worked it out is I managed to pull all these shifts, 8 shifts a week on the radio station, so I could get the money there. That I have one free night, which was Saturday night, and I played disco at the Gandhi Dancer Lounge at the at the Marriott on Shadeland. And yeah, I think Zoom was one of my few happy memories of that. James on the South Side, welcome to WGN Radio.
How are you? I'm glad you're on. Yeah, I'm glad that you're doing a little bit better.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we were aiming to fix two things, and one of them we pretty much fixed. The other thing we haven't touched yet. So the search goes on.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. It started where I was going to make a couple requests.
Okay.
Always by Patsy Cline.
Mm-hmm.
And someday you're going to want me to want you, which is also by Patsy Cline.
Yeah. Okay.
It's kind of like one of the lesser known ones, one.
Yep. Well, you know, after she died, anything that they had in the can, they tried to put on greatest hits albums and things like that. And then, of course, when CDs came out, they unearthed everything they could. And it's all out there now. Yes.
Yeah, there's even a gospel combo that has a Willie Nelson and her singing together.
Yeah.
And now, sure, they met. And I mean, but I didn't really think they had a chance to collaborate on anything.
Well, he was writing. Now, he wasn't spending as much time in Nashville back then, but he was certainly writing. And, you know, in terms of how many times their paths crossed, I honestly never looked that up. But he was certainly active at the same time that she was.
Yeah. Yeah, that much was certain.
Yeah. And what a great writer. Yeah. I mean, Willie Nelson, I mean, things like Funny How Time Slips Away, these are just classic records.
I still like that one, Hello Walls.
Oh, yeah.
Where he got...
Right. That Farron Young did. Hello Walls, hello. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. The way he did it, it was classic.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, I was going to ask you, what did you think, as far as the ones I sent, which one? I noticed, yeah, they were trying to kind of, like, rein in what they were throwing out there, because, like, I go to, and then it said there wouldn't be anything else attached to it, and then I'd say, ooh, that's interesting.
There were a number of links, like one you sent at midnight last night about the Ohio teacher who quit his job because working at McDonald's paid him $12,000 more a year. The only problem is you click on that and you get a 404 page has gone away, so...
I noticed that happened a few times.
Right, yes, it did. Like, yes, it did. So there was a certain amount where I guess I just had to live with the headline and nothing else. So interesting stuff there, though. Drunk bus drivers and things of that nature. A lot of people killing everybody and each other. So plenty of that. I talked about this last night, but the one that really shocked me was the amount of people that were hospitalized because of vitamin deficiencies. That was That said it all.
It did shock me a little bit because I'm just like, okay, you figure in this country, the chances of that, some other places, but I mean, it's a testament to how at times the American diet doesn't work.
Well, it does if I actually would choose to eat healthy, but choice is, we go for the stuff that tastes good. Like I say, it was a mistake on a cosmic level. We in body should be able to eat what tastes the best to us, and it should be good for us. So it's just not, though.
For New Year's Eve, I usually just get a pizza.
Oh, pizza. What a wonderful idea. I miss pizza. There'll be a pizza again in my life. Not anytime soon, though. All right. So we have Mexican cartels testing fentanyl on the homeless. And when I first saw the headline, I thought, how exactly does that work? But what it is that they're looking for individuals to test stuff, and they pay them $30 and then they kill them. Possibly. $30, do a trial of experimental fentanyl formulas, and severe reactions or death is the usual result. They're also testing it on animals, and apparently if the animal lives to any length of time, they figure it's not potent enough. If the rabbit survives more than 90 seconds, the batch is considered weak.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
when I saw that, I said, there's some very twisted minds.
Yeah, yeah. And they say 60,000 Americans will die from synthetic opioid overdoses this year. Something is really wrong. Again, I'll never understand people who are willing to take street drugs. You just don't know what they're cut with, and they're all cut with something. And so, I remember years ago when cocaine was first really big in L.A., people were saying, oh, but you get such a bad headache coming down from that. And I said, you don't get any headache coming down from cocaine. It's what they're cutting it with. And why would you be willing to ingest that? You know, it's things like baby laxative. You know, it was garbage powder, you know. So I don't understand how someone would be wired that they would play Russian roulette with their body by taking a street drug. I just can't imagine it.
Yeah, but some people figure that they somehow, it's not going to happen to them.
Well, right. Just like, I always say, why on earth would anybody smoke? Because they're not going to die tomorrow. And they think, 50 years from now, I won't worry about it. So. But it comes awfully fast. Now, I don't know if you had sent this, maybe you did, the studies of the most expensive overpriced fast food.
I think I did send that one.
Well, the number one location that people complain the most about is Shake Shack. And the number two location close behind is Five Guys. So they're saying... Say what?
I would say Shake Shack. You don't get much of a portion. You get a decent, but it's not particularly. It's not big, real big. But you pay quite a price for it.
Now they also had an article attached to it. The best fast food French fries ranked. And the one that's ranked last, I agree with them wholeheartedly. They refer to them as stale matchsticks. I usually think of them as a weapon, and that is In-N-Out Burger. Now, In-N-Out Burger, I don't care where you are, if there's a location, there's a line as we speak. I don't know what they're doing to the food, but people are waiting in line to eat it. I do not recommend they eat the French fries. They harden within minutes, truly harden. I think it could be used as a weapon in the parking lot. But I was so pleased to see that someone else
in a blowgun. And but I've never had In-N-Out's not here in this because it's not near where they're processing thing. That's how that works.
Yes,
that's their development plan.
Well, whatever now, it is, they just are about the worst. And, I love thin French fries, but, you got to eat them immediately because when they go cold, they're just rancid. It's not a happy thing. So that's the deal there.
I remember in the day McDonald's fries
when it had beef tallow. When McDonald's fries were cooked in beef tallow, that was just sublime. That was the best thing ever. And I do not understand why they stopped doing that.
But I know a place that's over in my neck of the woods in the Beverly area on 95th that's called a Top Notch. Their fries are hand cut, and they're flat and lard.
Oh, that's good. That's absolutely better.
And believe me, I have to stay away from them because I would probably end up give all my money just because their burgers are real good too. They used to have a 1-pound king one.
Ah, interesting. Interesting.
And the king one, he tried the half pound. I think either the quarter pound or the half pound. I went with the 1 pound one.
Ah, yes, of course.
A homemade shake, strawberry shake, and the fries. Let's just say I didn't have to worry about eating anything the rest of the day.
I'll bet. Oh, it sounds lovely. Of course, you're torturing me. So other than that, let's see.
No, I don't mean to do that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So yes, but most of the articles, and I talked yesterday about the Georgia judge who shot himself in his own courtroom, and just an awful lot of death this season. That's for sure.
Yeah, that was the thing. I know it's like, that's why, yeah, when you say, okay, the holidays are not sometimes usually a good time for a lot of people.
Yeah,
because sometimes even the fact where maybe they lost a relative during the holidays, and that just simply, the holidays just simply brings up bad memories.
Yeah. And then the what was inexplicable, Colorado Springs, a teenager who was politely asking for permission to take homecoming photos was shot in the face.
Yeah, I was like, excuse me? What? Okay, can you kindly explain your response to that? I mean, the good thing is I was basically saying, hey, fine, I'm glad that you think that my abode is nice enough to be the background for your happy occasion.
Well, the interesting thing is the homeowner, 38-year-old Brent Metz, was also a member of the city council, a little town, Mountain View, in Jefferson County, which is outside of Denver, not far from Colorado Springs, really. But and so here's a guy, he's obviously an upstanding member of the community, supposedly got elected to the city council, and he's facing serious charges, obviously first-degree assault, illegal discharge of a firearm, felony melancing. And so a 17-year-old boy had a 15-year-old friend, and they both required hospital treatment for grave injuries and thankfully not expected to be fatal. But here's a kid who actually asks, he wrote a note saying, I'd like to, you know, use your property, and the guy shoots him?
Let's just say that that really is sad.
What was weird to me is to set the scene, here's this kid, he comes up there, it's a nice piece of property, he's interested, so he's writing a note. While he's writing the note, here comes the homeowner in a truck, gets out of the truck, points a gun at their windshield in their car, and just fires. No conversation, no words, no warning, just fires. There's got to be a story there somewhere.
Yeah, okay. Either he had a really bad day somewhere else and then decided to take it out on some innocent bystander.
Right. And probably there was a no trespassing sign. I wouldn't doubt this. I don't know the property. And probably the kids had crossed that while he's writing the note. Well, I'm sorry. There's nothing within any codified law that allows you to shoot people who have violated no trespassing. And certainly not without a conversation.
Yeah, so he's going to just say, okay, I really don't, but or you say, well, I'll let you do, but just don't come back next time.
Well,
some sort of at least gentlemanly way of saying it.
Well, there's another thing. There's another side of it too. The other kid who was with him, the 15-year-old, had told the police that he heard the guy yell, "Oh!" expletive after firing, dictating that he didn't intend to shoot at the moment anyway. And so there's probably more to this story, but regardless, I'll tell you, there's one city council member seat open if anybody's interested in running in Jefferson County. So
let's just say they once said, look before you leap. Okay, I'll think it before you do it.
Yeah. So, yep, the world's going crazy. Hell in a handbasket. But we try to ignore all of that. But anyway, a number of stories, and thank you for all of them.
Okay, you have a safe and blessed evening and are in a weekend.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Unfortunately, I've got my work cut out for me. These are the days when I try to catch up. And, of course, it's a new year, so all those year-end things just await. All right, so I'll talk to you on Monday. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, okay. Good deal. Thank you. Yes, yes, year-end accounting, you know, all those different things. So, all right, so we'll get to Laura in Willowbrook, and there's room for you, too. And I don't know, I absolutely don't know, but I don't think I actually took a break, so I will now on WGN Radio.
Funny.
I'm Raleigh James, and that is Mel Carter, Funny World, 1965 on Imperial. It was an album cut on the Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me album. Just a tremendous song, I thought, and a great album. In fact, I was just, when I was looking something up, saw I could pick up a copy for $1. I said, I'll take another copy of that one. You betcha. Yeah, plus $5 shipping, but even so, not a very big expenditure, but worth it. That was one of Wesley's requests. And he also wanted to hear Mel Carter's version of Tar and Cement, the Burdell Smith song, and we'll play that next. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, I see Johnny D's name on the screen. We're going to go there in a moment. And it reminded me, I had said to him, of course I will, and of course I didn't, and that is, Leah is missing in action, and we are worried. So, Leah, I hope life is treating you well and all is okay and you're just too busy having a good time to call. So we look forward to hearing from Leah. So anytime you can, Leah, give us a call. All right, Johnny D., welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, hello, Roy. Yeah, I'm concerned about Leah because she normally would call. I've yet to hear her miss a week.
Yeah, you know, and it's now been about a month. You're right. I'm concerned. Right. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Albert giving us some trouble. Who knows?
Who knows? But hopefully she and Albert are doing very well, and she'll call when she has the time.
Yeah, I hope so. And same with Fran. I haven't heard from Fran.
Oh, yeah. No, we heard from Fran. In fact, she was very active voting in the Guilty Pleasures poll. So,
yeah, that's true. But I mean, on the things that don't make any sense.
A big condolence to Kimberly. I don't think Kimberly is listening in Kansas City right now, but sadly, Kimberly's dad just passed away, and a very sad moment in their household, obviously. So our thoughts and prayers are with her.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how they, you know, that's how life goes, Raleigh.
I know.
We're all. I heard Michael Savage say it, the way of all flesh, or the way of all flesh.
That's right. We all go the way of all flesh, of course. Absolutely.
Right. But I'd like to talk to you about, because you were talking with Eduardo, and you said something that clicked in my head, something, not a song. Well, I'm going to get to a song. I'm going to have a real... but I want to say this first. It was Linda that requested or commanded that I call. And I don't want no trouble with Linda.
Yeah. Right?
So I figured, let me call.
Yeah.
Because I don't want her, you know, having a grudge. You might put a spell on me or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so I called. And what you said earlier, talking with Eduardo, was about the Earth's going to do what the Earth's going to do.
That's right. Right? Absolutely, that's true.
And, you know, in the world of these climate scientists and all this and that, you know?
Yeah.
There was a guy named Milankovic, all right? It's called the Milankovic Cycles.
Uh-huh.
Milankovic.
Uh-huh.
He was a Serbian guy.
Right.
And, you know, before computers, he lived like in the, you know, he died in like 1958 or something. But
yeah, it was cycles. He was the big one on orbital cycles. Yeah.
And the Earth, like he figured out how many ice ages there were from the last like 600,000 years, right?
Right.
And every 47,000 years, I think, or something like that, 47,000, we go into an ice age.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we just came out of an ice age. We're in an interglacial period right now. There's glacial, which is ice ages.
Okay.
And interglacial, which is where we're at right now. And we just came out of that about 12,000 years ago.
Okay.
So, do you see Milankovic cycle? Did you look that up?
No, I didn't. I didn't look it up, but I'm aware that of who he was. A Serb, and he was a geophysicist who basically came up with these three cycles that he felt that he could predict when things were going to happen based upon a series of orbital movements that affect solar radiation reaching the Earth and the climate. So I'm aware of that. So, and that's the deal. Now, interestingly, I'm also aware that there are people who now disagree with him and say, yeah, well, it doesn't explain what's going on now. So I don't want to get into that argument, God knows. But I thought it was interesting. Why not? And so, yeah, NASA is talking about they can't explain the current warming. Yeah, fine. Go away.
I don't know. It's got to do with all that chemistry and stuff, you know, CO2 and this and that and the other.
Well, paleoclimatic change, and it's interesting. And hominins are in there too, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, these are things like Nature magazines like that all do articles on that that kind of stuff. So
there's a channel on YouTube. It's called Get Factual.
Oh, there you
Get
go. Factual. Okay.
And that's why I've seen a video about this Milankovic guy.
All right. Yeah, so, yeah, it's the Earth's orbit, which is considered to be eccentric. So, sure.
Right. So you got to figure, well, there's nothing we could do to stop, like you say.
Exactly. I don't think it's your aerosol can. So, no. But it is interesting. And of course, right now, theoretically, like you say, we're not at a point where we're expecting a polar shift anytime soon or a new ice age. But the solar storms are kind of an X factor because you never know when one might become as big as the Carrington. Could happen.
Yeah. And, well, like I told you a few weeks ago, when we had that last surge or whatever the heck it was, knocked out my Bose Bluetooth.
Those are kind of minor things, but you know, if we're ever hit with a real wallop, that just think about what would happen if the internet went down. I mean, think you're going to go buy a gallon of gas? I don't think so. Think you're going to do any banking? I don't think so. And people who think, I go to brick and mortar stores, does not matter. So, that's why I don't understand why we don't, harden our infrastructure against things like pulse bombs and all. But again, that's for another subject. So, I don't know.
Real quick, I got a request because this was so complicated.
Okay. What you got?
But anyhow... Earlier in the show, you were talking to some woman, and she said that her son was in South America somewhere. Her oldest son, if you recall that conversation. He's traveling with his wife.
Okay.
And she said somewhere.
Portugal, anyhow. Not South America, Portugal.
Oh, Portugal?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyhow. So it brought to mind then a song, okay? And then what happened earlier in the day, my nephew... is in Brazil, all
okay.
right?
Where?
And he sent,
Where?
I don't know where. Somewhere in Brazil.
It's a big country.
But, well, he sent a video, and he said he just got service or something, whatever the hell you need to send the video, you know. Okay. And he sent a group thing to, like, me and Becky, and he sent it to my daughters. Yeah, and right, there's a whole bunch of people on this list, you know.
Yes,
family, like, they do. And he sent a video, and you know, he's showing how nice it is, you know. And he's showing these buildings in the sea, I don't know, like, you know, somewhere at a beach, you know. And then people said, oh, you know, replying, said, oh, beautiful, have a good time, you know, and all, and enjoy and this and that, you know, and all these things. So then I put, what did I say? I said, good. I said, good, Tom. I says, is Brazil in America?
Oh, jeez.
I did, I did. Because I knew it. So then they're partying, Johnny, you know. Yeah. So then he texted me back. He goes, yes, dot, dot, dot. South America.
That's true. That's right.
Okay. So then I put, I texted back. I said, South America, with two extra explanation points, right? I said, South America? I said, they stole our name.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. Okay, then. Yeah.
No, wait a minute. So there's a song that I'm leading up to.
I can't wait
for Randy
this.
Newman made a song.
Yeah.
It's called Political Science.
Uh-huh.
Political Science. And I'm requesting that.
Okay.
It's very good.
I will play it next week.
Excellent. Okay. Right. Thank you.
All
Have
right.
a nice week.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. All right. So I had no idea where that was going. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. All right, so now we've got Laura, and she is in Willowbrook. So welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening. Oh, my gosh. I just had to tell you something that happened yesterday.
Okay.
I don't know whose responsibility it is, but I knew, being New Year's Day, you don't know if something's open, if it's open, when it's open, blah, 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 blah. So I looked online. It says, open till 9 o'clock.
Okay.
So I'm thinking I'm going to go at probably 7 or 8. So then I thought, well, you know, I just have a funny feeling. I says, internet sometimes is wrong. So I says, I better call the mall, shopping mall.
Okay.
So I call the shopping mall. Oh, we're open till 8, not the time that the online said. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who goofed? Like, whose job is it to do this and who did that? So, like, okay, so I get there 6:20, mind you, okay, 6:20 p.m. I went with my dog, Cotton. We go into the mall. 5 minutes after I'm in the mall, security comes. Oh, well, you know, we closed 20 minutes ago. I says, what do you mean you closed 20 minutes ago? I says, first of all, online it says 9. I says, when I called the hotline, it said 8, and now you're saying it closed at 6? What is going on, Raleigh? Like, whose job was it and who goofed and dropped the ball?
Yeah, no, this, unfortunately, it's a far too common gripe, especially in individual stores where if they're not really busy, maybe they're supposed to be open till 6 or till 8 or whatever. And they figure, oh, well, we don't have any customers, we'll just close. Meanwhile, you get there and it's 5 o'clock and it's cut tight as a drum. This is all too common. So, I think that there's a lot of people who think that hours of operations are a suggestion. It's like years ago, we were in Homer, Alaska, and we went to a 24-hour restaurant, got there, it was closed. And so, but you're open 24 hours. And I looked at her, I said, not in a row, you know. So, she basically said, yeah, not tonight. Yeah, well, so, hours are absolutely a suggestion. And this is nothing new. This is long before the pandemic and all that. Yes, and particularly in smaller towns, you betcha, you know, there it is, the small town downtown and business is light and whatever. So 3:30, well, no customers, we'll just close up.
Wow.
Meanwhile, somebody else has driven an hour to get there at 4:30 only to find out that they're closed. So, yeah,
wow.
Common problem.
But it's like, okay, and then the security person, now mind you, they're closed already. Oh, well, we'll have to change it. I'm like, well, it's too late. The day's over. What do you mean you're going to have to change it?
Well,
like, oh
now,
my gosh.
A mall is a little different than an independent store. You'd think that the mall hours would be well publicized. Now, did you check to see, I know you called the particular merchant, but did you check to see, like, on the mall website what they said?
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I explained it incorrectly. I checked online and it said later.
Right.
9 o'clock. I called the mall itself.
Oh, you called the mall?
I didn't even call it an individual store. I called the mall security. Yeah. And, of course, they don't answer. They just leave you a
voicemail.
Well, if you want the hours, blah, 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 blah. I was like, okay, well, normally they're open till 10, but holiday it said 8. I'm like, okay. So it's like, okay, whose job is it to do the online? Whose job is it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it seems like the customer is the last part of the equation, which is which when they wonder why people are shopping online, well, come on.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think it could be a lot more customer friendly. Or, you know, I mean, the experience that everybody's complaining about now, like with grocery stores, where they've got 12 aisles but only 2 checkers, and they'll have their self checkout, but now because theft rates are so high at that, they're watching you like a hawk and all this kind of stuff. And it's not a happy thing.
No, it's terrible. So, it's like, and I thought I even knew. It's like I got to check because it's the holiday. You know, something's got to be messed up, and it sure was.
Oh man.
Well, thanks for your input, Riley.
Absolutely.
It's like, but, oh gosh.
Hopefully it's back to normal now.
I sure hope so.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Take care, Riley.
All right. Yeah, I figure the rest of this week, tomorrow, might not be too smooth sailing. But by next week, everybody will be back to whatever passes for normal weight. That might not be so good after all, I think. Oh, well. 888. No, don't call. We're almost out of time on WGN Radio.
The town I came from was quiet and small. We played in the meadows where the grass grew so tall. In summer the lilacs would grow everywhere. The laughter of children would float in the air. And I can see it all so clearly now, still going on. Yes, I can see. It's gone. As I grew older, I had to roam, far from my family, far from my home, into the city where lives can be spent, lost in the shadows of tar and cement, into the city where I had my eye on all the pleasures that money can buy. Before it's too late, get what I came for, the meadows could wait. And every night I sit alone and learn what loneliness meant. Up in my rented room above a world of tar and cement. Later, a rich man at last.
WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James. Tar and Cement. Interesting that Wesley from Chicago wanted to hear that, and more than happy to play it. It's kind of an interesting song, 1966 on Imperial Mel Carter, of course, but it was originally an Italian record, and Il Rago della Vagluck or something. Anyway, don't ask me. But something of that nature. But Lee Pockris and Paul Vance, who wrote a number of things, including Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Yeah, I'm sure that's not one of their crowning achievements. But nonetheless, they took it and gave it English words. And Verdell Smith had it out in April of 66. And that was the first release of it. And it was, and also ran. I mean, it got some airplay. And then what happened was Mel Carter, a few months later, Imperial put it out on him. But the Verdell Smith, I don't know if you remember her version, but not bad all the way around.
The town I came from was quiet and small. We played in the meadows where the grass grew so tall. In summer, the lilacs would grow everywhere. The laughter of children would float in the air. As I grew older, I had to roam, far from my family, far from my home, into the city.
Yeah, and so it's always been one of those also-ran songs, never a big hit for anybody, but recorded by a lot of people. I mean, if you include the Italian people, you're looking probably at, 70 versions. But as far as Americans, a good dozen. And, well, English speakers, I should say, because Joe Dolan did it, and I think he's Irish, but several people, and no one with a big hit. But anyway, that was Wesley's request, and and actually, the reason that I can play your requests, if I don't play them, especially when you call, is because of Carol and her incredible show prep, because I can't hold a thought hostage, and I probably wouldn't remember any of it, but she keeps me on the straight and narrow and tells me who's requested what. And for instance, we didn't get to the Selena for Karen in Chicago, or the Sheryl Crow, which Johnny D wanted, but we will next week, and as well as the things that were requested tonight as well. So that pretty much is it. Now let's see what else I can tell you as far as things going on. I don't see any preemptions coming up in the near future anyway. Maybe every now and then a half hour delay or something like that. But for the most part, it's full shows all month long. So that's where that is. Now, where are those delays? And like I say, they're only like a half hour, so not a big deal. And what do we have? Well, just trust me. That's about all I can tell you. All right. So I don't see anything. I think on the 16th we start a half hour late, and something like that, and on the 29th or whatever. So it'll be whatever's on your mind, and of course Monday Night Trivia, which is the next live show. Tomorrow night's a replay of Monday Night Trivia. There is a straggler, so if you didn't hear the last show, you may want to listen to find out what that was. And other than that, next new moon is until January 29th, so you've got plenty of time to wait for that. Full moon, that's January 13th. All right, so we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. It makes the show a pleasure to do. So until next Monday, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.